He joins us now on the line. Hey, Nate, how are you? Thanks for the time and congrats on the win.
Oh, thanks. It was a great win. We're happy about it.
It's funny you lead off that way because we're taking phone calls and some fans don't feel great about the win. Is it as simple as it's hard to win in the NFL and no matter what the score, what you walk away and you say, you know what, we put one in the W column, let's move on to next week?
Nothing's ever simple. We got a lot of things to, you know, improve and work on and get better at. But there's a good team we just beat, and we got to take it in stride.
Nate, obviously you guys wanted to run the ball today to come in. You know, Oakland had really been struggling stopping the run, but it never seemed like you guys really got it in gear today. Was there some things that Oakland maybe did differently, maybe just did better than they have been in the past? What was, how did you see things unfolding?
I don't think the pass has anything to do with it. I think they played some good ball today. We got some plays on them. They got some plays on us.
How do you think you guys have been handling? I think this is the third straight game where you've kind of mixed things up at some point during the game and the offensive line. Today we saw Stork come in late in the game and Devy come out and Conley move over. How have you guys handled that in terms of not always having the same five out there?
Well, those personnel decisions come down to the coaches, and that's not really a question that they asked me about, so I don't really have much to say on it. It seemed like when Stork came in, the plays calls were, you know, the calls during the course of the play were called correctly and everything went smoothly.
Nate, what was your first impression? Khalil Mack is obviously a guy, a very high draft pick, coming out of Buffalo with some athleticism, and I know he beat you once for a sack. Just what were your first impressions of that young player for the Raiders?
Oh, I think that he's got a bright future in front of him. He plays hard. He's a physical guy. Got a lot of speed, and I wish the best for him. I wish I would have played a little bit better today, though.
Nate, how do you guys feel as a unit, how good of a job you've done so far protecting Tom Brady?
We need to improve. We haven't done everything the way we want to do it, and we're going to continue to work hard to do that.
Do you feel like, just sort of backpedaling, jumping on that question a little bit, do you feel like it's been just one-on-one matchups that need to improve, or has there been any communication problems, maybe some assignment errors, or what do you think has been the biggest problem then?
Well, one thing, really. There's been some communication errors at times, but then the communication has been great at other times. So I guess it's things that we know how to do, we just got to do them on a more consistent basis.
Nate, this isn't necessarily pertaining to this game, but it seems like through the first 3 weeks, we've seen you be a little bit more vocal in the locker room, talking to the media a little bit more often. Have you taken on more of a responsibility in that role with Logan Mankins leaving? And he was always kind of the spokesman for you guys, and I know Dan Conley's a captain, but have you felt anything in terms of taking on a little bit bigger role off the field?
Well, I think in some cases the media needs a story, so they go to the next guy, and I think that's just kind of fallen on my shoulders, and I'm happy for the responsibility. I'll do that for sure.
All right, Nate Solder joining us here on the Xbox One post-game show. Nate, congratulations on the win again, and thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nate.